They say first impressions are everything, and that's especially true when there's $100,000 on the line. We're talking The Circle, episode 1 and 2 right now.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, with the buzz.
Welcome, everyone,
Yo!
To the very first episodes of The Circle. I think we're in for a treat here.
We definitely
are. I'm your host, Carla. To my left, I have the one and only Ricky.
Vitucci.
Yes.
What's
Italian.
Up, everyone?
Italian. I love it.
Italiano.
Reminds me of one of the castmates on this show of ours.
Yeah.
We're gonna be breaking down all of the cast members today. We have a special segment for all of you, some news and gossip, and we might wrap up with some predictions, but that might be a little complicated with this competition show here. But what were some overall thoughts on this show?
I am normally not one to like reality TV at all. The only reality TV that you may get me to watch is a music competition, so like The Voice, American Idol. However, the show has got me hooked, and I don't really like social media. I think social media should just be done for business purposes. It shouldn't be overly indulged. However, this is a pretty cool concept. Very intriguing. All the cast members, even the ones that are catfishing, are very likable, and it has me hooked. I love it. I'm a fan.
I love that he thinks that, just because I'm not going to say I dislike it. I just think it's a very different concept. I don't like social media like that either. So I feel like a show that's revolves solely around that just kind of, I don't know. I feel like it's like, don't judge a book by its cover, but that's exactly what this show is about.
But that's how people are in real life, though.
But then I feel bad when I'm sitting there making judgments on these people that I know nothing about, but then I'm falling into the whole trap of everything.
That's the name of the game.
That's what it is.
That's the name of the game.
I know, it's crazy. Well, let's just jump right into this. So we have my favorite out of everyone, Shubi.
Oh, how do you not like that guy?
He is the best. He thinks social media platforms are the second coming of the plague. And I'm right there with you, buddy.
I agree with you, brother. I agree with you.
How do you feel about him? Clearly you like him, right?
I love him. I think he might. I'm not going to do that yet. I'm going to wait for the predictions until the end. But I think he is very, very funny. And he doesn't even know how funny he is. And I feel he is a contender, a true contender in this show.
I would love it if he won.
I
have not seen ahead, so I don't even know where this is going. But I even felt bad that he thought he was getting eliminated right away. He just like threw it out there. He's like, I think I'm going home. I think it's me. And I'm like, oh my God, he has like no faith in himself. It was so sad.
There's no way that Shubi, a.k.a. Shabam, he's not going to be eliminated. One, he's not really that much of a threat in the beginning stage. You know what I'm saying? Because he's this like nerdy, dorky kid who graduated from school, who's smart. And it's just like everyone probably wants them on his side.
Yeah.
Him on their side.
Yeah.
So for him to go home early is just a stupid idea. People have to be careful that they're not too good and too smart and show their colors and their cards too much too soon. Because if you see someone, okay, you go on this show.
Yes.
You're like, I'm winning this 100 grand.
Yes.
Someone else comes on this show and you're like, that's a threat. The first opportunity I get to get that guy or girl is gone. So you kind of have to be careful. And I think that's what Shubi is subconsciously doing without even knowing.
Yeah, he's playing smart. I just feel like he's such a good person. And he's so adorable. I feel like everything he does, or like when he speaks or when he posts his pictures, everyone's automatic reaction is just like, oh my God, he's so adorable.
He's like a new puppy. He's like, how can you not like a new puppy?
Yeah, you can't be mad at him. Everything he does is just perfection.
Yeah.
I love that he falls for Rebecca, which is actually Seaburn. How do you pronounce his name? Seaburn?
Yep.
Okay, so he believes everything Rebecca's selling him. And other people have already caught on to the fact that they think that's a catfish.
It's a catfish, yeah.
And he's like, oh, she's so nice. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God.
But then again,
Shubi,
it's
get
very,
it together.
But it's very, I know he's so naive, but he does make a prediction that he is right in the later episodes. I don't want to say it. It's look,
one and two here, okay? One and two.
It's very hard when you're on a when you're locked inside of a room for 15 days or a month, and what you see on the screen at first glance, you can't really say that's a catfish or not. You have to really read into how they're speaking, the stuff that they're saying. Would that person who looks like that speak like this? Are they being consistent with what they're saying? So it's kind of like you're like a detective in a show.
You were made for this show. I would lose, I feel.
Season two.
I was this close, everyone.
I was this freaking close. I am not even lying. I was so close.
He was.
I went to the finals and all. But none of the cast members know. So if we have any on, which we should have a few on, I'm going to drop that bomb on them.
I hope they feel bad. It could have been you.
You took my money.
We have the live chat going here as well. It's popping off, actually. We have Bria Carter, I Love the Circle. Joseph Boza, My First Impression. This show is a home run, but Netflix didn't do a good job with the release of episodes. Sam Piboon, I Love the Circle. It is an awesome show. And Ryan, our producer, is calling it the Circle of Life. This chat is the Circle of Life. I love it. He's amazing.
Where's Simba? We just eat the whole Simba up in the air.
That should be our intro.
Yes, that should be.
That would be hilarious. Amazing.
Thank you so much, Ryan. That's so clever.
I know. I love him.
That's so clever.
Okay, so we also have Sammy on the show. She's 24. She works with kids on the autism spectrum. On her free time, she's wild, and she calls herself a flirt.
She's a bottle service girl with brains is exactly what she has in her bio.
In no way.
I swear to you.
Really?
A bottle service girl with brains.
So she's by far my favorite. Okay, after Shubi.
Yep.
Number two on my list. I feel like she's real. She's just like, she's confident. She doesn't, her second selfie.
Yeah.
She just let everyone see it. She's like, this is my body. You don't need to see the face. This is my body. It looks great.
Well, we saw the face.
Yes. And then step number two.
And I like the face.
Cute.
I saw the body.
Even better.
And I was like, damn, Gina.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. And she doesn't even work out.
No way.
She doesn't even work out.
And she has
that good of a... That's just her natural curves. But she has a very interesting story.
What's her story?
I can't tell you because then it's going to ruin it.
Because
if she stays long, then you'll see.
Yeah. Okay.
But her story is quite interesting.
Well, I like her so far. I like that when Alana created the group chat with all the girls and called it pretty girls or skinny girls.
Skinny girls.
She's like, that's mean. Like, what if someone here was on the heavier side and you've now created a chat
called
skinny girls? Yes.
With Mercedes, because Mercedes was played by Karen, who is a girl from New York City. Shout out to New York. That's where I'm from. But yeah, I mean, like, skinny girls. The minute I saw the name of that chat, I was like, girl, what are you doing?
Yeah.
That is just stupid. She was annoying from the get-go. The minute she opened the door and walked into the apartment, I said, get her off the TV.
Yeah.
She's annoying me.
I agree.
It's been a second. Literally a second.
The full-time model. That was like... That was the reason she thought everyone was like, oh, you're not real. And I was like, I don't know if that's exactly the reason, but okay. She was just annoying. Well, actually, we'll move on to her, but back to Sammy.
Yeah.
I love her. I think she's great.
She's beautiful.
I think she's number two, right? At the moment. She's number two on the influencer list. Or number one. She's the most liked.
Yeah.
And I can see why. She just seems like that down-to-earth girl that will tell you how it is. She's a good time. Just overall amazing.
But she's smart, though.
Why?
She's playing her cards. Listen to me. There's not one person that's on this show that doesn't know what they're doing. They all know what they're doing. They're all playing their cards. The whole point of the show, right, is to make everyone or as many people as you can to be on your side to keep you in the circle.
Yeah.
Sammy, yes. is very pretty. She's funny, but you're just seeing words on a screen, right?
And so she's a picture. Basically giving you what you want to see.
Exactly.
Okay.
She's a politician. She's being a good politician.
I love it. And then we have Joey. He's a bartender who is a mama's boy. And
Joey!
And isn't afraid to share his opinion. He reminds me, from the moment I heard him, I was like, Pauly D. That's who I thought,
I thought that too.
And then the skincare, the everything.
What?
He's just very like on top of his...
I skincare. Wait, I look so damn young. I'm old as hell.
Yeah, well, you know what?
That's
you
what I'm saying.
You do look very young.
That's what I'm saying. We think it's just because I just roll out of bed and just like drink anything I want to drink. And I take care of my skin.
I feel like some men like use like the soap they use on their body and just put it on their face.
I used to. And then I got older and I got wiser. I was like, that's definitely not how you're supposed to take care of your skin.
Well, he clearly has a whole regimen, which I think is great. I think everyone should. He says what's on his mind. He's kind of douchey.
You think so?
Yeah, I forget who he was talking to, but he was, he messaged Antonio. Was that his name, Antonio? Yes. Yep. And he was like, oh, you must be feeling like a douchebag right now for eliminating Alana. And he was like, okay. If someone sent me that, I'd be like, who are you?
He's just calling him out.
He says it how it is.
He says that. That's how us people from New York talk. There's no gray area. There's black or white.
There must be a lot of fights in New
York. And that's it. You know, not as much as you think. Not as much as you think. You know, you always know what you're getting from a New Yorker. There's no like, I wonder what they're thinking. Or, I wonder what's going on.
Maybe the world needs more of that. Right?
You damn believe it.
Yeah, I agree, actually.
You damn believe it.
Next, we have Seaburn. So he is the one that I'm just like, why are you there? He's Rebecca. That's who he's pretending to be.
But he's brilliant, though.
You think so?
I think he's brilliant.
I think his girlfriend's gorgeous.
I think that, but I think he's playing his girlfriend to a T.
I think he has no idea what it is to be a woman. He
has to have some idea because...
Well, I don't know. One and two. We're talking one and two here. So far, I feel like he doesn't say much. When he does, it's just kind of like pretty generic.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't feel like he's doing much. But, you know, it's so early on. Yeah. So he can definitely switch it up if he wants to. And the fact that he didn't know that Chris was gay. Come on.
I'm sorry.
Kill me.
Dude, you knocked off like 20 points. I was like, really? Homeboy is wearing feathers, and he looks like a vampire with freaking feathers.
His bio alone, or his status post, was enough to be like, okay, you know,
I know.
You're on that side of the spectrum. And she's like, oh, girls, did you think he was cute? And we're like, they're like, what? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
So I feel like he definitely gave himself a ways. I thought he was going to be the first gone, for sure.
You think so?
Yeah. How does Sammy not catch that as a red flag? But at the same time, he's not really a threat yet. So why would you want him gone?
You can't eliminate people who are not your threats.
Exactly. So I see where they're going with this.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
Strategic playing this game. It's like playing a game of chess, but without actually being there.
I'm learning the rules. So I'll get there, but I feel like you've got this down.
I got it down packed. Season two, let's go.
Next, we have Chris, which we just talked about. He's 30. He's loud, proud, and open. And he is. He's hilarious.
He's really funny.
I love him.
He's really funny. He reminds me of a friend of mine, Kevin, actually. I actually screenshotted the TV, and I sent it to him. And he was he literally looks exactly like him and sounds just like
him. No way.
Like, it's literally, it could be his brother. And they're both Mexican.
Aw, that's funny.
I'm like, is this your cousin?
Yeah, like, I love it. I feel like there's so many layers to him. Like, he's hilarious. I feel like he's real. He's handsome. He can do a full face of makeup, look amazing. No makeup, looks amazing. He's just everything. I think everyone likes him, too. So I was very surprised to see that he wasn't rated higher on the list. Mm. I thought he was going to be up there with Sammy, for sure.
You think so?
Yeah, he's great. The conversations he has with everyone, like, oh,
it's
back.
Funny.
I'm going to go wash my coochie. I was like, girl... You're hilarious. I love it. Next, we have Alana. She's the full-time model. I thought she was very just superficial.
Very.
Like,
I mean, that chat alone, skinny girls.
Come on.
Come on, yo.
I was just like, okay.
What's wrong with you?
Yes. I really thought she was going to be higher on the list because she is attractive, you know? And I thought the guys would have kind of put her up there, but I was glad to see her go. I hate to say it, but I was glad to see her go.
I wouldn't say I was glad. I was just, you know. I was not going to miss her.
Yeah.
I like that shirt.
Thank you.
A corduroy shirt.
I like your sweater.
That's a great shirt.
Thank you.
Sorry, it was just a random thought.
Is that how you feel about Lana? You just kind of off to the side?
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Next, we have Antonio, the professional basketball player. How many times did he say that in one episode?
A lot.
Yes. I was like, we get it. I was like, but if you're a professional athlete, wouldn't you be making a lot of money already?
Well, not in, let's correct. He oversees, yes, he plays basketball, and he lives in Barcelona, Spain.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how much they make over there.
Ooh.
I don't think it's as much as it is here.
Yeah, sorry. Off topic. Yeah. The live chat says, I can see Joey being casted on other reality shows like Big Brother and Sequester. I've never seen that. This may be his start.
He's not going to do anymore.
Oh, you did mention that. He's not about
reality.
He's
a one and done, everyone. He's a one and done. Smart guy.
Yes, very. Back to Antonio. Yeah, I feel like overseas, I can't imagine. I'm going to assume it's like around 100 grand that you get paid. I can't imagine it being a lot, to be honest.
I mean, it depends on the fan base, right? I don't really know, because I'm not really big into basketball. I'll go to it, but I don't really follow it. As far as like overseas basketball, I mean,
hey, yeah. It's Steph hopping in from the booth.
Yeah,
I know a couple people who played abroad professionally.
Okay.
It depends on the league.
Okay,
I know Spain has a pretty good league. It could it could be up to $1 million.
Oh wow!
If you're a top player, it depends
sick.
On the team. But a lot of them are around 100,000. So it really depends. Some it's multi-million-dollar contracts.
Wow.
Yeah.
There it is.
Wow.
From 100 grand to a multi-million-dollar contract to play abroad professional basketball, but. If he was making money, he would be wearing a Rolex. He wasn't. The gold watch that he was wearing was not a Rolex.
I noticed
and
that.
I thought it was until I paused it and was like, is that a Rolex? I was like, nope. That.
I noticed that. I was like, why do you need $100,000? How much are you making? And he was about it. He's like, my girlfriend gave me the green light. I can flirt with these women. I'm just here for the money. I was like, okay.
She gave you the green light because you're not going to actually meet anyone.
Yeah, you're in the room.
You're basically,
all by yourself.
Yes. It's you, yourself, and you.
Next, we have Karen, aka Mercedes. She's 37. She's the one person that I feel like is for sure the most calculated so far.
For sure.
She knows what she's
doing. She's hilarious,
too. Yeah.
She's hilarious.
I think she messed up, though. Like, as her original profile picture, she put a really filtered picture. Like, everyone knows if your pictures are really filtered, like,
you don't.
Catfish.
You may, or you may not look that way. Like, I won't date a girl. Well, hold on. Well, yes, if someone ever shows me a picture of like, hey, I think you should meet this person because of blah, 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 blah. And they'll show me a picture. If that person's wearing a lot of makeup, I will not. I'll stop it there.
A lot of makeup? Not even the filter? A lot of makeup?
If it looks like a filter, like a heavy filter,
mm-hmm.
or a lot of makeup.
You're not in.
I'm out. I personally do not like the whole, like, that picture.
Yeah.
That's overdoing it.
Yeah.
That's overdoing it.
So you want a naturally pretty girl.
I like natural beauty. It doesn't have to be perfect. It's okay to have some stuff, like a pimple here and there. It's life.
I love it.
It's life.
You don't hear that enough.
But don't do makeup. The makeup, it makes us question. What are they hiding? You know?
We women hide a lot.
But why? You're such beautiful creatures. Just show the world who you really are. If whoever likes you for you, then they like you for you. If they don't, they could, you know, off.
I love it. I'm liking you more by the minute.
See?
You're amazing.
And I mean 100% of everything I say.
I love it. That's so adorable. Well, we have Mercedes here. I think she knows what she's doing. I think she's going to get really far into the game.
Mm.
And she might be up there
too.
Think she might be up there with the winners for sure. She so far isn't doing too much, so it's hard to really talk about her. But she's smart in what she's doing. Like with Antonio, she mm-hmm. knows to flirt. I feel like her maybe being a woman helps that situation out. You know, like unlike Seaburn, and I feel
right.
like he's like a lost puppy kind of.
But in the beginning stages, you know, these first two episodes, he's doing a pretty good job playing a female. Sure he listens. Reason I think he is a good boyfriend, and I really think he pays attention to his current girlfriend, because he's speaking like a girl and he's saying things like girls would say. So I'm sure he's paying attention to how she's talking.
Yeah, when he was responding to Shuby, he was like,
yeah.
My girlfriend's really kind and has a big heart, so I'm going to respond like that.
For
and then
sure.
he does.
He's spot on. Like, to be honest, he plays Rebecca very well.
Well, I mean, I don't really know who Rebecca is, but maybe, yeah. You know? Lastly, we have a new character that's introduced. Her name's Miranda. Mm. She's a free spirit, lone wolf, and a knack for falling in love too easily.
Oh, God.
She already, I feel like, is going to stir up some trouble. I like her so far.
I like her vibe. I even like her voice. It's weird. I'm attracted to her voice and, like, how she says things. She seems sweet. I don't know how smart she is yet in this game.
I want to know if she's going to fall in love with someone.
I don't know.
I feel like she's already into Sammy. She's already into Mercedes. They already had a little flirtatious little chat.
Maybe Joey.
No way. No, oh, yeah. He was into it. He was into her. He's like, oh, she's pretty.
But Joey thinks that if they're blonde or really pretty, he's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, for sure.
He's definitely into blondes.
Yeah. I like her so far. I think she's good. We'll see what the other castmates think of her. I don't think they'd be happy she's there, though. I feel like it's like they just lost one and now they're just adding a new person in. So we'll see. Yeah. We'll see how this goes.
Yeah.
What'd you think of the party?
I thought the party was hilarious.
I thought so too.
I thought the party was hilarious. They're very Netflix, I gotta hand it to you. You're being very creative with having people hang out with each other but not actually there. And party with each other but not actually be there. And all via text on a screen and a picture. It's pretty. And even in the debate room, when they go to kick some, when they go to block somebody from the circle, like they're this close, mm-hmm. but there's a wall here.
Yes. And I thought they were about to meet.
No.
It's so crazy because this whole time, like watching the show, I was like, how is that this is going to work? You literally have people just sitting in the room by themselves.
Yeah.
Day in, day out.
Yeah.
And they're doing it. And they're like, okay, they're going to have a party. I was like, oh, they're going to meet. Cool.
No, there's no interaction.
I love that everyone got spiffed up and ready to
just dance inside their own apartment.
Yes. When Sammy was laying on the couch in her heels, dress, and hair all done, and just laying there just like whatever, I was like, that is hilarious.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, what was...
If I was on the show, I would dress up, but not that much.
Yeah, I would...
Because it's obviously I'm just being in my room. Like, I mean, I'm not going to wear sweatpants, but I'm gonna look good for the cameras and stuff, but like not like I'm about to,
you know, do your best.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I loved it. I love when that one song came on and everyone's actually just dancing to it. I'm just like, wow, party of one.
The lights in the room, they start to
flicker
and change colors. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was amazing. I was like, okay, what an interesting way to have a party. They sent the pizza. Send me pizza. I'll have a party.
Is it gluten free?
Oh my God, you're that person? Give me the gluten, I'll take it.
I like gluten, but I'm just saying, if I have an option.
You want gluten free?
Gluten free.
All right.
It's either you're on my stomach.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you allergic?
No, but I could feel it's different.
I have my theories about this.
I don't think so.
Okay. Sounds good. Let's get into some news and gossip for our lovely viewers.
Let's do it. News and gossip. So, you don't really like Joey, right?
He's not my favorite.
He's not your favorite. Well, he's apparently the world's most lovable bro.
Really?
Literally, Esquire magazine pings him as long live the circle's Joey Sasso, Netflix's most lovable bro.
Maybe Netflix's most lovable bro.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to say he's the world's lovable bro.
I thought what you meant. I was like, no. Pauly D's offended right now. Pauly D is it.
Well, hold on a second. If you're comparing Joey to Pauly D, they're kind of almost the same thing. If Joey's Netflix
is a legend. The GOAT.
Easy with the legend. Easy with the legend. I would say he's entertaining for when he was on. I wouldn't say legend.
You don't think he's entertaining?
I just said I would say he's entertaining.
Oh, okay.
Legend is a very strong and...
He's the best Guido.
Yes, he is the best Guido. Don't
be jealous. It's okay. I know it hurts.
I am not jealous. I was never a Guido. But Joey is the man. And as far as the world knows, according to Esquire, Joey's the most lovable bro on Netflix.
Well, I mean, how can you not
like
him?
He's honest. He is just like straight to the point. He doesn't lie. You know what I'm saying? He is who he is in his pictures.
He
owns who he is.
You're right.
And that's why.
I'm going to give it to you.
Come on.
All right. Well, I mean, I'll give it to you.
Give it to me. It's already mine.
We have a special segment for everyone. It's called Interpret This. We're going to be showing some emojis for everyone. I feel like whenever we receive emojis, I feel like they're so open for interpretation. I think my own things about them. I'm sure you do as well.
Yeah.
So we have three sets of emojis on here. The first one is the hands are up. I think it's like a what's up, like what's up, pay attention to me, hey, like, you know?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I mean, I think, I could see why you say that, but I think the blushing with the hands up is kind of like, I like you, but I'm doing a dance, but he can't really move. So he's like, hey, like it's me.
Oh my God.
Because he's blushing. He or she.
He is.
Actually,
that.
Not he or she. The emoji is blushing. You have to be careful.
It is.
You can't say he or she or.
Yeah. The emoji is blushing.
The emoji is blushing and it has his hands up. So it's kind of like, hi. Hi.
So what would you send that with? Like, what would the text be?
I would definitely send that with if I'm speaking, let's just say I'm talking to a friend and they compliment me. I'm going to do that.
You're going to give a little dance?
Like this. Cute. It's making me happy and I'm blushing.
All right. For the next emoji, we have the drops, three of them.
Raindrop. Drip drop.
Yeah.
Smoking a coconut hot box.
That's definitely not the song, but okay. I think it's like, it could be one of two things. Like, I think like sexual.
It depends on if what that's followed by. If it's just that, like.
By itself? Thirsty? Like you're a little thirsty?
You're thirsty or I'm going to the water park or I'm at the gym, I'm sweating. I popped the Molly, I'm sweating. I'm kidding. It's a part of a song.
It might be raining outside.
If it was followed by the eggplant, then I think we all know what that's about.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I think you would have to be Stevie Wonder to not know that one. Sorry, Stevie.
but we love you. Yes. Okay.
Right?
So we're on the same page with this one.
Yes.
For the next one, we have the sunglass emoji.
Yep.
I think it's like I'm too cool for you emoji. Or like.
It could be that, for sure.
If a guy sends you that, just don't text him back.
Depends on when they're sending it to you. Let's say you get a text message from a guy. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Let's say 1 o'clock in the morning. And he sends you that. With the music stuff, like the notes.
Yes.
I'm saying homeboy is in a club. He's on drugs. He has his glasses on so no one can see his eyes.
Oh my God. Only you would think of this.
Or he could just be like, look at me. I'm impersonating Jack Nicholson.
Oh my God. I don't think anyone thinks this when they see this emoji.
Well,
but you're
my creative mind thinks that way.
I love the creativity. All right. Well, let us know in the live chat or down in the comments what you think of
Jack Nicholson. That's Jack Nicholson.
No, I mean, maybe now that you've mentioned it.
Or Breaking Bad.
Never seen it.
You've never seen Breaking Bad.
Okay, I tried.
Stop the show.
I tried watching the first season too slow. Everyone said, get past that. Keep going. I couldn't do it.
You're breaking my heart.
I know. I'm sorry. Everyone says this about me.
Oh, man.
It's sad.
You've seen the Game of Thrones?
The last season only.
Oh, man.
I know.
Get me out of here.
I'm a failure.
Open this door. Abort, abort, abort.
Before we wrap up this episode, do you want to give our viewers a very special announcement?
No.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You must.
I don't want to give anyone anything. Yes, so I do want to give you guys something, obviously. I'm just kidding. So this very special announcement is if you stay tuned, and stay tuned every single episode that we do until the end, we're going to be doing a very, 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 very special show where we're going to be interviewing a few guests from the actual show. Who those people are, I am not going to tell you just yet, because only a few of them have confirmed. But I want you guys to stay tuned, because it's going to be a good one.
Definitely.
But stay tuned. Yeah, it's that we're going to get some good people.
Yes. And our special second special announcement is that we want to thank you so much for making this the ESPN of TV Talk.
Of course.
We couldn't do this without your continuous love and support. Make sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe. Check us out on iTunes if you haven't done so already. 5 stars only.
That's 10.
Double five. 5 stars only. Leave us comments. We love, love, love hearing what you have to say. And catch us here next week. But until then, where can everybody find you?
Yep. So you can find me on all social media platforms at Ricky Vitucci.
And you can find me on Instagram at Carla L. Contreras and Twitter at Carla_C. We'll see you all next week. Bye.
See you later, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.